Is it time for a grown-up conversation about a Montana statewide sales tax? The head of the Montana Chamber of Commerce thinks so, and look, we've had this conversation over and over again, but we can continue to have it. The case being made here is that the economy of Montana has changed. It used to be driven by like extractive industries like timber and mining, and there's like ways to tax that and ways that can fill up the state's coffers so that we could do all the things that states need to do. But now the economy is different. It's tourism based. It's based on like a bunch of rich people having moved here and then like serving them with service economy stuff. And so in that new economy where like property taxes aren't going to be as important because there aren't these like big, like large geography industries going on, sales tax is going to be more important. But I feel like you forgot one of the taxes. Sales tax is a ridiculously regressive tax. It is paid more by poor people per unit of their income than by rich people. And that's why they're a bad idea. People, and by people I mean assholes, like sales taxes because there's no way to avoid them and there's no way to prevent them from being paid by anyone regardless of how old they are or how poor they are. But we have an income tax. That's how we fund a lot of the state, and we only have two tax brackets. There's the low one and then the high one kicks in at income over $21,000. 4.7 and 5.9%. In a state that increasingly has a bunch of rich people moving here and needing a bunch of services, in a state where there are a lot of tourists coming here, here are the taxes you raise. One, you put on another tax bracket for really rich people. You let them pay for their share. They're coming here, they're buying property, they're raising property values, they want to live here. There are states they could move to. Wyoming's right next door. They could move there and there's no income tax at all. So they could move there and that would be better. But they're moving here. Why? Because it's better. Sorry, Wyoming. So they're moving here. They want to live here because we got like nice stuff, because it's a good place to live. And so we should tax rich people like me more. For people who are not making a lot, this is a tax on all of their income because they spend all of their income. For people who are making a lot, I don't spend all my income. And so this is like, I'm going to benefit way more from the sales tax than someone who isn't making a lot of money would. The very easy solution to this problem is to have a third tax bracket and have it be like 10% for people who make over $500,000 a year. There's not that many of them, but it will generate a lot of revenue and we won't have to put that burden on the poorest Montanans. Duh. Also, we do need to have a conversation about making sure that the tourist taxes go to the state coffers and not to like plans to increase the tourism of Montana. Like hotels paying a tourist tax and then all of that money goes into ad campaigns to get more people to come to Montana to fill up the hotels. No, that's not how this works. We're good. People want to come here already. We don't need to market Montana. It's good. It's great. Like, we've got Yellowstone doing that for us. Have the tourist tax actually go to Montanans.